I mean, one of the things is this, is that, you know, the substances that were, which he's been charged with and found guilty of injecting, I'm not sure if people actually know where they come from, but the two sources, right, are dead bodies, and the dead bodies are either that of people or they are from calves. The second place it comes from is a genetically modified E. coli bacterium, which is made from faeces. So not the sort of stuff that you would be all that pleased about being injected with.
Peter Jess there with Frank and Ox this morning. Now, Peter Jess looks after Nathan Lovett Murray.
That is correct.
We've been reading that Nathan's concerned about what's been put into his body. So we thought we'd give Dr. Robin Wilcourt a call, practicing physician at Epingex Integrated Medicine. That means he is a peptide expert. He joins us on Melbourne's Home of Sport. Doctor, thanks for your time.
That's great. Hi.
You heard Peter Jess this morning. That made us all feel sick driving along when we heard the news that that's where Peter Jess thought that this sort of thing comes from. In your experience, Doc, is that right? Was Pete on the right tram there?
No, actually, I thought I was listening to the Keystone Cops. How funny. It was actually very, very funny. And it would remain funny if it weren't for the fact that he was probably upsetting both his client and lots of listeners who were tuning into your station. First off, he's got everything completely wrong, and I'm guessing that he's setting the stage for a wonderful lawsuit or something like that, so he's painting an absolutely dreadful picture of what these things were. First off, he actually doesn't know what was injected. That would be number one, because nobody else in the world does, so if he does, it would be nice of him to share that information with people. That would be for a start. So let's just dissect this one by one. I'm going to do the E. coli one first because you'd mentioned that earlier. E. coli are in fact used, and they do come from colons of animals and people. But E. coli have been used for making things like insulin. So when people inject themselves with insulin on a regular basis, they're doing so using insulin made by E. coli. So E. coli have been genetically modified and are used by pharmaceutical companies all over the world to create all sorts of drugs. And there's nothing unusual about that at all. So the idea that that we're actually injecting poo into people is absolutely absurd. So that is not happening. So he's got that partially right, but mostly wrong. The dead body part, you know, dead people thing, you're not allowed to inject anything from dead people into any other human being. So that's an absurdity. Now, he may have got this because he may have misread, or clearly didn't read correctly if he was reading at all, the data perhaps from an old textbook that many, many years ago we used to use pituitary glands to get growth hormone from to inject into people. But that hasn't been done for well over two or three decades. In fact, growth hormone these days is made from those very E. coli that he was worried about. So,
do you think Doc, he was looking at TB4 and the makeup of that, because that seems to be what we learned last week the CAS were concerned about, the comfortable satisfaction that they'd been using.
Well, indeed. boy, again, what a fiasco. If it were Thymosin beta-4, it could easily be made from E. coli. It doesn't come from dead bodies or cows or any other source like that. It's a completely safe substance. In fact, it's a really critically important substance for all human beings and, in fact, most mammals to heal themselves. I can't think of a safer product on the planet than Thymosin beta-4, except for maybe AOD9604. Anyway, again, complete misinformation on his part. If in fact the players were injected with TB4, which nobody knows, they were getting something that was completely safe, even though banned by WADA. But let's not get into that argument at the moment. What else could be in there? Oh, I know. And then the perhaps ground-up animal thing could be cerebrolysin. Cerebrolysin is being used now in clinical trials for the treatment of Alzheimer's disease, and it is in fact made from dead pigs' brains. But that isn't even being done today. They can make it artificially without using pig brain at all. So I think this man's just got a massive misinformation, some of which is almost glancing the truth but doesn't quite kiss it, and has concocted a wonderful fairy tale, but there's not too much truth in there.
Doc, thanks for getting on the line. We appreciate it. We'll try and touch base with Peter Jess if we can a little later in the program, but we appreciate your expertise.
Anytime, mate. Thanks.